This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Mendez Aguirre. Date of birth, August the 24th, 1960. Case ID number is 3695481. Date of exam, July the 21st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/19/2022. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old widowed male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, bilateral hand pain, comma, and a heart condition. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was February the 29, 2022, where he worked as a laborer for 30 years. Doing manual work. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer by himself, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, bilateral hand pain. And number three, heart condition. History of allegations, number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that since birth, he has had problems with his right eye secondary to a congenital deformity where he has a ocular problem of the fourth ocular nerve and also right eye blindness. The claimant also has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, but no trauma. He denies he is nearsighted and does not have glaucoma. The claimant has problems with the right eye, and at the present time he has no glasses. He states that because he only has one eye, his night vision and peripheral vision are poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. Able to see or count fingers at 4 feet distance. Pinhole, able to count fingers at 4 feet distance. OS, uncorrected, is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular, uncorrected, is 20/20. The claimant was diagnosed with decreased right eye vision secondary to a congenital deformity and a fourth ocular nerve palsy, and however, the claimant does have somewhat normal vision binocularly. The claimant also has a congenital ptosis of the right eye, which is also part of the congenital deformity. Allegation number two, bilateral hand pain. The claimant states that in 2012, he was painting and he fell forward and fractured both of his forearms. The claimant states that he fell on his hands and bilateral surgery of the radial and ulnar nerves was performed. A open reduction internal fixation of both of the forearms was performed, and he had bilateral arm fractures, which have healed very well. The claimant does have full function of both arms and is able to make a fist and use his hands. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climbed two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses and is taking no medications for pain at this time. The claimant states that he does not do very much physical activity at this time, secondary to his heart problem, but was very active before that time. His physician is Dr. Alejandro Hidalgo. Allegation number three. History of aortic valve replacement with angina. The claimant states that in 2021 he went to McAllen Heart Hospital and was hospitalized for 15 days secondary to having a myocardial infarction. No surgery was performed initially, and then in July 13, 2022, because he continued to have problems with his heart, he was admitted to the hospital and a aortic valve replacement was performed. The claimant states that he had tightness of his chest located on the left side of his chest with no radiation to the neck or arm. He states the pain would last for 5 minutes and he would have this pain 2 to 3 times per week. The claimant also states that when he exerted himself with doing his work, the chest pain would increase and that resting would relieve the pain. He states it had no association with food intake. He denies being given nitroglycerin tablets, but states that resting did relieve his chest pains and he is presently not on antacids. His symptoms included shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, but no nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, and high cholesterol. The claimant does have a history of gastritis and is being treated with no medications at this time for gastritis. The claimant states that he sleeps with one pillow at night and has not been diagnosed with congestive heart failure and does not have pedal edema or orpnea at this time. His diagnosis was aortic valve replacement secondary to ischemic angina, which was performed on July the 13th, 2022. His physician is Dr. Guillermo Salinas, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 62 from complications of diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 36 from a myocardial infarction. Medications, Losartan, 50 milligrams QD, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 5 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, levetiracetam, 500 milligrams BID, metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, questionable history of diabetes, comma, bilateral hand pain, secondary to bilateral forearm fractures, which occurred in 2012, which had been surgically repaired with open reduction and internal fixation of both arms, history of aortic valve replacement, secondary to a defective aortic valve, decreased vision with congenital deformity of the right eye, ptosis of the right eye, fourth ocular nerve of the right eye appears to be abnormal, and history of seizure disorder. The claimant also has a history of hyperammonia. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 4 beers per week and has done so for 40 years. He does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that he does smoke marijuana, but denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. His last usage of marijuana was in 2021. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 234 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and 3/4 inches, BP 121 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, BMI 38. General. This is a 61-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? After the third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal for the right eye. The claimant does have a fourth ocular nerve palsy and ptosis of the right eye as well. Could you please drop down to continuation, no oral or pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements, however, were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right eye. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal for the right eye. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20, being able to count fingers at 4 feet distance. Pinhole, being able to count fingers at 4 feet distance. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was distended, non-tender, on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant was somewhat obese. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has mild deformity of both forearms secondary to the surgery that was performed. However, function of his arms is normal. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerve 4, where the claimant appears to have a fourth ocular nerve palsy. Could you drop down to to muscular skeletal after the second paragraph. The claimant does have some mild surgical deformity of both forearms, however, with normal function. He appears to have had fractures of both forearms of the radial and ulnar bones, which were surgically repaired with open reduction and internal fixation. Could you drop down to after neurological? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both forearms, where he had fractures of both forearms, which has been surgically corrected, and he does have good function of both arms, as well as somewhat with as well as normal range of motion. He has a grip strength of plus 5 over 5 for both hands. He hears and speaks well. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and in his vision, especially for the right eye, where he appears to have a fourth ocular nerve palsy, ptosis, and some blindness of the right eye. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decrease in right eye vision and seizures. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision of the right eye secondary to a congenital deformity with ptosis and fourth ocular nerve palsy. Number two, bilateral hand pain secondary to a old bilateral forearm fracture accident, which occurred in 2012. Appears to be stable at this time, and claimant has normal function of both arms. Number three, aortic valve replacement secondary to ischemic angina and aortic valve defect, which was performed on July the 13th, 2022, by Dr. Guillermo Salinas. The claimant appears to be doing well and feels good. He did not appear to have any shortness of breath or problems with any kind of chest pain at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Mendez Aguirre.